Welcome to day four of the Breakthrough Thought Challenge. I wanted to just come and spend a few moments with you to encourage you on receiving your breakthrough thought. Asking and receiving is a natural thing, and so I want you to be in a place where it is natural for you to receive. Now, when I receive my breakthrough thought, I am usually in prayer or I have just come out of prayer. So I encourage you to do that as well, to do that in a time where you're in prayer or coming out of prayer. You want to be in a position where it's natural for you to receive, and prayer is one of those times where it's natural for you to receive. Now, when I'm praying, it's not forced. It's actually a time of praise. It's a time of gratitude. And so I encourage you that when you ask in prayer, that you are surrounded with gratitude, that your heart is filled with gratitude, and that your heart is filled with praise right before or after you ask for your thought. Many times when I ask for my breakthrough thought in prayer, I will have prayed and then I will go into singing. I will go into singing a new song, a song that I've never heard before, a song that I received from heaven in that moment, a song that He has put on my heart. So it's more like a song of the Lord or a prophetic song. And so I will just sing that. I will sing that to the Lord. I'll sing it with the Lord. And then I will just enjoy His presence. I will enjoy Him ministering to me. I'll enjoy me ministering to Him. And then out of that, I will ask, what is the thought that will create? And I will insert what I am intending to receive. And then I'll either go back into another song or I will receive the thought. It'll come like a word of knowledge. It'll just come what it is that He wants me to think on. So if you are comfortable with doing that, with singing, that works very well for me. So I encourage you to use that if you want. Now, what may be natural, what's natural for you is what I'm recommending, okay? So that's natural for me. It's natural for me to sing and to enter into His presence. And so when I enter to His presence and I ask like He has directed me to, He says, ask, right? In my name, He says, ask of me. And so when I come into His presence, and the way I come is I come by singing in Psalm 100, right? It says to enter into His presence, and we enter by singing. So for me, that's natural, okay? And so for you, what may be natural to enter into His presence may be reading the Word of God. So if reading the Word is natural for you, I would pray. And I would read the word, I would pray again, and then ask, what thought will create? Because His word is also Him. It's His presence. So when you're reading the word, you're in His presence. And so it's important just to get in a state where you're open to receiving. And whatever state that may be for you, that's when you want to ask for your breakthrough thought, because He's there and He wants you to ask whatever you wish. John 15:7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. So when you're asking for the breakthrough thought, you're asking for God's thoughts. You're asking for what He's thinking. You're asking for what you're asking for what He wants you to think on. He says that His thoughts are higher. So you're asking God, what would you be thinking on to create this? And so you're asking God, give me the thought to create this. And you're going to receive that thought. And then in the next day, we'll get into what you will do with that thought. So I just want to make sure that you are aware of what's natural for you. I know another thing that's natural for me is I pray when I'm around water. Okay, so that could be taking a shower, that can be walking near the water, that can be even washing dishes. Anytime I'm around water, water has an effect on me where I pray and I feel close to God, and I will ask Him at that time questions and I will talk to Him. So that's natural for me. Okay, and so when I'm washing dishes, right, my mind is not really focused on the dishes, right? It's something that I can do automatically. So I'm able to leave the dishes and I'm able to enter into His presence quickly and begin to commune with Him and talk with Him. So spend some time thinking, what's natural for me? Where can I go? What environment can I create that's natural for me to hear from the Father? That is the place that He has actually designed for you to meet with Him. So go to that place, guard that place, keep that place as your meeting space and time with Him, and cultivate His presence in that place and hear what He has to say to you and ask for your breakthrough thought during that time.